Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
He played with Cantona.
Eric, yeah, character.
Never.
You know, people go on about Eric and they'll go, he was a really nice guy, you know. He'd come in the morning, always come in, 9 times out of 10 would be on a Harley Davidson. Eric was Eric, big guy, you know, but nice guy, didn't suffer fools. He'd come in, bonjour, ça va, every morning, very polite. And he was in the team, Beckenbauer liked him. It was me, him and Papin. He got injured, he did his knee, and he was out 6 weeks or something, out of ligament trouble. And by that time, it became me, Papin and Abidi Pelletier. And we were on fire at the three. But Eric couldn't get back in the team. And Eric was one of them who would think, I'm not sitting here. So he basically said, I want to go, which they did. All right, let him go to Nîmes for a million quid, whatever it was. But I used to get all right with him. He was never a problem. Come in, not the most talkative, trained well, really nice guy. And you know, to me, he was a good player, but I never thought he'd be as big as he was when he came to Man United. And the French players, you know, the Marseille lads, and they used to say to me, we could never see Eric being a massive player in France. You know, a good player, but not the heights he reached with Man United. You know, Eric was a bit quiet, a bit reserved. And you could see when people say he packed in at 30, whatever it was. And I said, yeah, I could see
it. You're not shocked by that?
I could see Eric doing that. No problem, I could see him doing that.
You made me laugh because when I moved to Barcelona, we decided that we needed a school that would be not Catalan for my young daughter who's moving from London. So we went to a school called Kensington in Pedralbes, just up where Piqué lived and overlooking the Camp Nou. We came in and gradually the people would find out that maybe I talked about football, wrote about football. And I said, oh, Cantona was here for a year. Cantona's boy. And it was the Harley Davidson. He drove up the hill on the Harley Davidson, roared up to the school. And the teacher said to us, when he joined, there's a form, you have to sign the form. So it was name of the child, whatever his son's name was, parent, Eric Cantona, profession. And he sort of stopped, scratched his chin and went, sex symbol. So he was a legend, and all the mummies stayed after taking their kids into school just to see Eric roar up on Harley Davidson. And it feels to me as if United are in a stage now where if they signed Zlatan, for example, it would be akin to what Cantona did. It's that meeting of a presence, an attitude, a talent, and an ego that can explode at a big club if the time is right.
Easy. You could see that. Listen, like you saw he jumped in the hit the Palace fan when he came to England because he got banned in France because he waited in the tunnel and chinned two players. Mm. You know, he hid in the, when they rolled the tunnel thing out, he stood in the gaps. And when they walked in, he jumped out and he got them. So, but that was Eric. And he didn't look at the consequences. You know, he'd say Platini had a clue when he was French national. He never got many caps. But that type of character.
We're in a place now where there's actually a picture of you two playing, isn't
there? Yeah, over there.
Did I see a picture
over
of
there, yeah.
You playing for Chef Wed and him playing for United?
Yeah. Listen, I've got him well with Eric. I really liked him. He was a really good guy. But I could see him packing in at 30. And I think what helped him in England a lot was English fans love a rebel. Mm. You know, they love a Jack the Lad. And I think Eric was off the cuff. Anything could happen, i.e. the Gaza syndrome, all these type of things, anything could happen with Eric. So to them, it was somebody like, you know, reading that story about him. You know, people like Balotelli get more press for what he did off the field than he did on it. Mm-hmm. Where Eric did it for Man United, he can't say he didn't. So he got it for the right reasons, but people do like these type of characters who are sort of rule breakers. You know, we've always liked that type, whether it be snooker, football, any type of sport, any type of life. People like them rebellious type players. So when Eric came here, he fitted the bill. Mm. So obviously, his football did the talking for him as well, don't get me wrong, but I could see why people took to him.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.